Log Talk Radio.
Young age, and I'll say this: there were times
of the horse ride and the trail that I enjoyed. But there was also times that I did not enjoy. And now that I'm older, you know, I got this problem with my blood pressure and stuff. So, yeah, we ain't going to mess with the horses. We ain't going to mess with the horses. I'm going to be that 6'3" dude riding on the little miniature pony. Yeah, having fun. Because I can put my feet on,
no,
I can put my feet on the ground. Yes, I am, man, too. And I don't care what none of y'all say about me. I'm having fun DMV Tails way. You got that? Anyway, enough of that. How was your Wednesday, Lady T?
My Wednesday was amazing, okay? It really was. I relaxed. I chilled out. I sold some things. But I did read on Facebook that one of our supporters at Kale's Corner, he lost his dad. Eric lost his dad, so we're going to send a prayer out for Eric. Jessup, yeah. Eric Jessup, he lost his dad. So we're going to everybody send a prayer out for Eric. The funeral services are next week. If anybody wants to go, they're next week. So I did read that on Facebook. He didn't tell us, but I saw it on Facebook.
Eric, you hear me? You be strong, brother. You be strong.
Yeah.
I know how much of a disturbance, inconvenience, or just a heart-stopping moment it could be, you know, losing any parent. But when you are in communication with your father, that thing kind of sticks with you. As a man. Now, losing mom hurt me as well. Losing my mother hurt me as well. But my father and I used to interact in a different way. You understand what
I'm saying?
On
another level.
On a whole nother level. He used to give me little manhood jewels. I like to call them, all I can say, Eric, is when it feels like a time is rough or a time is hard, all you have to do is think of conversations with you and your father, and whatever he would say, it's already on your heart. It's already in your mind. Sometimes we have to exercise that mental Rolodex, you know, to get exactly what it is that we need to do and they want to say to us. And I'm going to tell you honestly, man, I've done that, Treece, and his words of encouragement and leadership would come to me, and then I would instantly think about a time of laughter, you know, either before he gave me those encouraging words or after. There was always a time of laughter. So I just took that as, okay, not only is he giving me the answer that I need in the direction that I need to go in, but he's giving me the laughter and the joy to go along with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And that's what I mean when I say it's a special relationship. It's a truly special relationship. So, yeah, Kale's Corner, Prayer Warriors, we're going to keep Brother Eric in our prayers and his family. His family as well.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell y'all, death, homegoing, does crazy things to people. You know, when my grandmother passed, I recall my aunts fighting over a hairbrush because they wanted the hairbrush. And I understand the sentimental value with it, but at the end of the day, it was a hairbrush. So, you know, we just got to pray for Eric Jessup and the Jessup family that they'll be able to get through this and seek and find the joy, you know, seek and find the joy. That's one thing that I always say, because every moment with my father wasn't joyous, but it wasn't heartbreaking either. You know, there was some good and some bad. So you got to focus yourself in on the good. That's just my word with that. And Eric, brother, we're here with you. We're here for you. If you want to contact us, you know how to do that. And we got your back, bro. We have your back 100%. All right, y'all. My Wednesday was pretty good, Tree. My Wednesday was pretty good.
Okay.
You know, it's nothing greater than reaffirmment of who and what you're trying to be. And I was at work, and it was hot out there, Trees. Woo, Lord. This in the summer, I ain't playing. They look, I done fell on my knees and said, yes, we're going to name the team Redskins again. Please be a little devil with this weather. But I was talking to a guy who comes into my work area, my plaza, all the time. And, you know, he was just giving me all these accolades of, I've been watching you, and I see, you know, you are a great people person and communicating with everyone, and you're firm with the rules as they have been explained to you. And I can understand that. The guy said that he's been in that city center area since it was built. So he said he's seen a lot of guys come and go in my position. And he was like, you're one of the good ones. And that thing made me feel so good, you know, that to know that people are watching and that everything that you set out to be, you're being it. And then some. So that was just that just made my day. On yesterday, Lady T, that just made my day, and I needed it because, girl, I didn't hear my alarm go off in the morning, and I woke up to my job calling me and asking me, "You all right?" Because they know, you know, half an hour, 15 minutes at the latest, till Max showing up for his money. You know, Max showing up to do his job, so.
Right.
When I didn't show up that at that time, they called me and was like, "You okay? Everything all right?" And I'm finally on my way to work, Tree, and I had to recognize and realize I never traveled to work that late. Girl, Suitland Parkway to 695 and all. Girl, woo! I had to put on some gospel music. No, Satan, I am not going to give you no more victory. No, Satan. And I put my gospel music on and just rolled on into work, and everything was fine. But like I said, that gentleman just truly touched me and made me feel good, because it's good when people can see what you're trying. It's good when people see the work in you, you know? Yes, we come to work. We go to work for a paycheck to take care of our bills. But sometimes people noticing and watching you, that take care of the inner person. And that inner person needs to be acknowledged and taken care of just as much as those bills need to be paid. Because when your inner person is happy and moving forward, all of a sudden your job doesn't seem hard. You know, Trish, I ain't going to lie to you. I was in the shade. But I know I lost at least 15 to 20 degrees of heat. You hear what I'm talking about? So after that man had said that too, yes. So it was a great feeling, and I thank him, you know, and his wife, you know, retired individual, folks that we look inspired to be, you know what I mean? They both retired, and all they do is go from restaurant to restaurant, coffee shop to coffee shop, and enjoy each other's company, you know? So, yeah, kudos to them, and thank you so much for the words of encouragement. That's all it boils down to. Those were words of encouragement. Treach, real quick, how is the family after the accident? How are they all doing?
Well, they're getting well as well as they can be. And I, she had no kids, so she had no kids. I had to make that because she was taking care of her nieces and nephews. So. I misspoke by saying she had two kids, but I just assumed that they were. But my girlfriend just, you know, she set me straight. She was like, no, those were her nieces and nephews. So everybody is trying to, you know, get along as best they can. The funeral is set for, I think it's this Friday coming up, not this Friday, but the next Friday, like a week from now, Friday coming up. And It's gonna be packed because she knew a lot of people. She helped out a lot of people. She helped people get jobs. I mean, she's gonna be truly missed. She's gonna be really truly missed.
Right. Well, I was actually talking about your daughter that was in the accident, You beat me to the punch because I also wanted to know about the young lady as well. Everybody that's still here is doing okay, or doing amazing.
Yes, everybody's doing good. Grandbabies in school, they're doing good. They're standing tall. No hurts, no bumps, no bruises. The knot my daughter had on her head has gone away. She had a slight, I think, a slight concussion, but she, you know, she don't want to admit it, but she had that concussion. But she's doing amazing. She's doing good. Another car right now as we speak.
Listen, no pun intended. When you fall off that horse, you're supposed to get back on, unless your name can be killed, and unless your name is D.M.V. Killer, I ain't getting on the horse at all with that by a long shot. All right, y'all. Well, that is great. I love to hear the good news, saddened by your girlfriend and all that they're going through, but happy with your daughter and family over their incident. All right, y'all. On today's Kale's Corner episode, we will discuss the latest team positioning for the MLB playoffs. We know Baltimore and Atlanta are the number one teams in their respective division, and I want to dive deeper into the wild cards as we tried on Tuesday. But y'all know a conversation goes everywhere with Kale's Corner. We'll also take a very quick look into the latest NBA news. Well, Damian Lillard and James Harden and everything else at this point in time. All right, y'all, guess what? Week one of the NFL and week one of Lady T's Pick. And catch this thing. Brought to you by Gordon and Mack Electric, where we'll never leave you in the dark. Also sponsored by TNT Fashion and Things, clothing and apparel for the masses. You like that?
I love that.
Okay.
I love that.
I'm telling you, we're going to tap T. I meant to tell you this when we had our production meeting. Tap said three subjects was perfect. The way we did that Tuesday, because we got in and we actually had time to discuss things. It wasn't a rush type situation. So that's how we're going to do it, especially with Lady T's pick being on here, because I know I have things to say in between each pick, as well as you all have things that you want to say in between each pick. Lady T, give your we're gonna do it early and often. Give your Cash App to the folks, Lady T.
The Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. It's going to say Mama Boss 5. If you see Treetop, that is also me. So $MAMABOSS 5 is the Cash App.
And I'm telling y'all, I was thinking everything I spend $5 on. I spend $5 to park at work. I spend $5 in the morning. No, seriously, I spend $5 getting 2 honey buns and 3 Arizona energy drinks, because I buy a honey bone and an energy drink for my coworker in the morning, every morning. I spend more when I pay for lunch at work. So this is a $5 donation that Lady T and I are asking you guys to put in for this edition of Lady T's Picks, so that we can do things and bring a little more to you all. I'm hearing jokes about the T-shirts now, so we want to get into some other things: mugs, ink pens,
caps,
yes,
all kinds of stuff.
Yes, all kinds of stuff, and that's going to take all of us in participation to do that. All right. Now, you can join Lady T and the Online Corner Crew, my Betty, Earl, G, David Ford, and so on, on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or join Lady T at DMV Kale and all our live in-studio family on 563-999-3782, brought to you each and every Tuesday, Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real is our only real. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Lady T.
What's happening?
See, now I laugh now before I even say it. Because now I'm thinking of Martin and Russell Simmons at the end of Def Comedy Jam. Thank you for coming out.
Oh, yeah.
That's good night. But, Lady T, do you have anything you want to add before we go take this quick commercial break?
No, we can go ahead and take a quick commercial break. But I'm here, baby. I got my Fred Warner on. I'm ready. Well, let's get some football in, baby. Let's do it.
Well, I got my red skin tattoo on. I can't never take it off.
Oh,
I'm ready for the football.
I got my same friend tat on too. Okay, it's on the lead. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, so you ain't seen nothing, bro. Don't try one up me. I already got mine. It's on the bottom. Danny on the lead.
I ain't trying to one up you.
I know you, bro. Listen, I know you. Okay.
Well,
so I'm just going to leave that right there on the shelf.
563-999-3782. 8-2. Sorry, Tree. Girl, you twisted my cover. Just put till you satisfied. Two. We'll be right back.
Let's do it again. Do it, baby.
That's the key to it all, y'all. Pleasing yourself, you know what I mean, and pleasing your loved ones. Yeah. All right, MLB 2023 standings, and of course, Baltimore still on top of the AL East, y'all. 88-51. Goodness gracious. They are 42 and 26 at home, 46 and 25 on the road, leading the AL East. My Betty, was that good enough for you? We got the AL Central, the Minnesota Twins, 73 wins, 67 losses. They are 40 and 29 at home, 33-38 on the road. 33-38 on the road. And I hope that you guys didn't miss this when I read Baltimore's 42-26 at home, 46-25 on the road. That means whoever comes up against Baltimore, them guys can beat you at home or their home. You understand what I'm saying? They've almost doubled. They've almost doubled their away record and their home record as it pertains to wins and losses. So, Baltimore on fire, man. Baltimore on fire, y'all. The AL,
yes, they are.
Houston at 80-61, 35-34 at home, 45-27 away. Another team that can get you at home. The NL East. NL East. We have those Atlanta Braves at 90-48 with a record of 44-24. At home and 46-24 away. Wow. Wow. Yeah. The NL Central, we have Milwaukee at 77-62, 40-28 at home, 37 and on the road. The Los Angeles Dodgers with the NL West, 84-54 with 47-24 at home, 37-30 away. And you know, because this team is represented here on Tails Corner, we're going to let you all know the San Francisco Giants. San Francisco Giants are in third place right now in the NL West at 70-70, playing 500 ball, 38-31 on the road, 32-39 away. So those are our leaders, and we all know that the wild cards will be Philly, Chicago Cubs, that is, Arizona, and a few other mentionables. So, yeah, it's that time, y'all. Baseball is here, and they doing their thing. Y'all talking about Lady T. Anything you want to add to that?
We're going backwards. Like, we need to come on now, because there's, what, 10, 15 more games left? This is this stressing me out. Like, this stressing me out. Like, I can't be stressed out. I ain't got time to be stressed out. Like, come on.
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
For real.
I understand. But that's what.
If them Dodgers.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No. You go. You talk.
If them Dodgers, listen, if them Dodgers go all the way and make it, I'm going to be mad because I don't like them like that. I don't like the Diamondbacks. I don't like nobody in our division like that. So I don't root for them like that. But if we get knocked out for some unforeseen reason, I'm still not going to room for them. I'm going to have to just go in and go with Baltimore. I'm going to go with Mom Betty in there, Baltimore. I'm just going to jump on the bandwagon over there. I am. I'm just going to jump on the bandwagon over there.
You sound like me when it comes to the Cowboys. Seriously. I don't see any circumstance or situation that I want them to win. And that, selfish as it may seem, that's where I'm at with. I don't want them Bamas to ever win anything. Thing, love you dearly, bruh, but can't stand your team. And that be a fact.
Right.
You know, so, you know, and
Mom Betty will be talking about my team on fire.
They are. We can't. The only team with a better record than them right now is Atlanta. Seriously. So they are on fire. She ain't lying.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna say this: the match has been lit because Atlanta has them by two games. So the match has been lit. Ma, y'all ain't on fire yet, but the match definitely has been lit. And the fat lady is hitting her vocal walls. Yeah, that about
okay.
She's definitely getting warming up. So that's what's up. Let's go to the phone. Let's holler at my man Cap off the break. What up, Cap?
What's going on, Cap?
For the family. Yo, what up, y'all? It's Thursday.
Oh, man.
Right.
Man.
Let me tell you something.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Real quick, Cap. Treese, today we had a little situation over by Chanel. And Cap he didn't have time to stop and talk. But Cap did two things. He held the five fingers and said, I got something for you today. And I said, Thursday, Cal's calling. That's right. Come on, Cap. Come on with it, Cap.
Speaking of baseball, right? And you talking about on fire? Who's hotter than those stinking Marlins and those Astros right now? Y'all looking?
Yeah.
You see?
Yo, they cutting up.
Yeah.
Yeah, them Astros didn't win in the league and they in that division. They didn't win and took the league in that division.
Yes. Yeah. Been down all year. And the Dodgers have lost 5 out of 6.
Good job. Thanks. Good job.
It ain't how you start. It's how you finish.
There you go. Come on, Cap. It's a good news. Cap bringing us on a good news. Come on, Cap.
I'm excited. Yeah. Well, I know we're not there. We're not there yet, but I'm excited about the other sport. We'll talk about that later. That's all I got.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I said it to myself at least 7 times today at work. Football tonight. It's starting. Yes, I can't wait. And real quick, I've been going back and forth over the pick for tonight because everybody, including my co-host, is telling me Detroit is more dangerous than I think. So I've just been going like racking my brain all day going player for player, position for position, and it's just like I can't see myself betting against Kansas City. It's just like I can't do it in good faith. I can't. I just can't. So
we got to remember, the Kelsey factor. Got to remember the Kelsey factor.
Yeah.
And has Jones signed the contract yet? Is he still holding out?
Still out.
He's still holding out.
You know, we got to hold out, but that's another story.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
The boys got all that, but that's go ahead, man. Go ahead.
let's go to brother Tay. What it do, Tay?
What it do? Much love and respect to all of y'all and the online crew. What's up, big brother? Lady T, Cap, what it do, my brother?
Yeah.
Hey, look,
I'm chilling, bro.
I'm going to keep it real short and simple with this baseball because I'll be repeating the same thing that I said on Tuesday. And Cap, you hit it on the nose that Houston. That's the only team I think that can do something with Baltimore if they come to play each other. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Because
I'm trying to get that football. I'm trying to get to that football. I'm trying to get to that football.
I know that's right. Hey, don't be surprised if Tuesday's show be the NFL Kill Corner Hour. 2 hours. Yeah, talk about.
Okay.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. But the playoffs ain't going to start yet for MLB, so I'm not going to be mad at all.
Man. Oh, man.
And nothing going on in basketball.
Yeah, nothing at all. But come on in here, 57. What it do?
57.
Man, I am surprised. First of all, let me say, hey, everybody. Let me follow Tang's track. Hey, what's up, Cap? What's up, Kale? Sister T, online Kale's Corner. I'm surprised at y'all, man. I am surprised at y'all. We sustained, baseball sustained you for 6 months. Now you're ready to throw it away for the first football game that come your way.
Nah. When I heard Brother Kale say he want to comment on every picks in every game, I was like, you know what? I've been thinking about that all day long because all these games this week will be something to talk about. So we going, and I ain't kicking baseball to the curb, 57, but we're going to need that. We're going to need like an hour and 15 minutes. So I think we got, about 10 more minutes of baseball. Let's go, y'all. Let's go.
Well, this is for Ma Betty. I heard a little bit of what Cap said. This is for Ma Betty. The Orioles are the fourth best team in the American League. They won't be in the World Series. Houston, Texas, Seattle. That's the way it goes. And then Baltimore. But Baltimore is having a great year. Sorry, Cap. I hate to put it to you like that. But Baltimore ain't got the pitching to take them all the way to the World Series and through it. So that's where they're lacking. They got the hitting, but that pitching's going to let them down.
5-7, I'm with you. I never mentioned Baltimore. I'm with you. I just said the two hottest teams was Houston and Florida Marlins. Yeah, I didn't mention Baltimore. Yeah. Baltimore's too young for me. They're too young for me to go there.
Oh, okay. I heard somebody in there, somebody with naive go, Baltimore going to win the World Series.
Oh.
Somebody said, who is this crybaby hating on my O's?
You know who it is, Ma Betty. Come on now. Who's the hater on this joint?
They playing great baseball right now. Like we always say, you know, paper is nothing but paper. When them guys actually line up on that diamond and have to do the daggone thing. Right now, when it comes to Baltimore, they doing it and then some. So the only question
is, will they be able
to keep it going once the regular season ends? Go ahead, 57.
Altuve Kale just showed everybody the other night what he's coming with. He had four home runs at four at-bats, and that's including the game before that. He's on a tear. The Houston's getting ready like they always do at this time of the year for the playoffs. And like I said, Dusty just needs to roll the balls out on the court and let them go because them guys know how to play ball.
Yeah.
57.
Yeah.
My buddy said he's going to eat some words.
It might be next year, my buddy, but it won't be this year.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
What we heard Cap say that Baltimore is young. What is it in your eyes that makes you think that they won't be in the World Series or they won't make it?
They're pitching.
They're pitching. They're pitching right there. And plus what Cap said, I hadn't even thought about that in that depth, but he's right. They got a young, young team, which is great. That means they, you know, they can be up there for a few years. But they got to get their pitching in order, you know. And pitchers got to know how to win games from the first to the fifth. I mean, from the first to the sixth. And then you got to have your relievers that know how to come in there and close it out. And they don't have all of that right now.
Okay. It's not battle tested yet.
Exactly.
I can see that. My Betty, I'm with 57 now. Maybe next year, after your guys get a little experience and become, as Cap said, battle tested, then if you guys can continue on this type of run, yeah, I'm going Baltimore exclusively. But I gotta see him do it first. And actually, they have done it all regular season. But I'm talking about the playoffs. And we all know when them lights come on and them moments are big, every at-bat becomes a treacherous event for each player. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your regular season record was and you know, those four home runs that Altuve just hit, they don't mean nothing in the playoffs. So, you know, Yeah, yes it is. Yes it is. But we also know there's this little thing called experience and know how that wins games as well, wins series as well.
Yeah.
But I will say
and throw one more in there, Kale.
What's that?
Throw momentum in there, Kale. I didn't want to cut across. Don't forget momentum. Forget that.
True.
Philly had it when they went last year and they rode it all the way to the World Series.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. That is the truth. When teams come on offense and you start seeing that ball spread all around that field, yeah, that's momentum. When you see a guy come up the bat and you're thinking more about is the defense in the right position when he hits the ball, yeah, that's momentum. That is momentum. And
yep.
And these professional players, man, it's like they don't hit anything but the perfectly overstretch for the infield drop before their outfield can get to it. And that amazes me time and time again watching baseball, how these guys just can maneuver themselves around those bases to score. So, hey, Baltimore can do it too. Well, I'm not saying that Baltimore can't. I'm not even saying they won't. I'm just saying we have to see them tested and tried before we can fully jump on that Baltimore, before I can fully jump on that Baltimore bandwagon. Therese already said if San Francisco doesn't do anything or for whatever reason is eliminated, then she'll run with my Betty and them. I can't do it yet. I'm going to go with Houston. because I want Dusty Baker to continue to prove the pundits wrong every opportunity that he has. Every opportunity that he has, because the knock on Dusty was cruddy.
He couldn't get over that hump.
You know? Yeah, but you know, think about that, the humps that he had to get over, from injuries to slumps to guys not doing the things that they had done all season and everything. So it wasn't always all on Dusty, but everybody just put that hat on him because he was the manager of the team. So, yeah.
Y'all going to get mad at me.
I was going to say, he had some messed up plays, too. He was calling some messed up plays and doing some messed up things, too.
He messed up that.
So,
yeah. I'm sorry, sis. She right. She right.
Go ahead.
He messed up that Nationals team, sis. That y'all should really, y'all should have two World Series. He messed that team up because he overpitched to everybody that year.
And then,
way to go, sis.
Let's not forget his comments after that series, where the reporters were like, yeah, the Dodgers pulled their ace out, and Dusty said his comeback was, I wonder what he's going to do in the next series. He's going to be tired. Man, listen, these people just, they're going to have days of rest before they move on to the next series. Bruh, you should have just said, yeah, I see that they did that and left it alone. Left it completely alone. But no, you had to come with your comments. And hey, you're the manager of that team. You can say whatever you want to say. I'm just saying it left a nasty taste in our mouth as a Nationals fan base, because you had an ace pitcher that you refused to let him go out there and throw for two or three innings. No one said he had to take the game over, but just get, what 57 say, get the momentum back on our side. In any sport, any manager, head coach, whatever, gymnastics, you know what I mean? They put their best gymnasts out there because they want to win. Volleyball, they put their best volleyball players because they want to win, bruh. That you know what Herm would say? You play to win the game. Hello. So yeah, but I'm still, nonetheless, I'm still going to try to ride with Houston and just to see how far they go, because I want the brother to be successful. I want him to shut up all the talking heads and Sports Center and Baseball Tonight and everywhere else. I live for that. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So bring it on home, Dusty. If my Betty Oreo.
Bring it on home.
if my Betty's Oreos don't do it,
exactly.
All right, y'all. That's our baseball conversation. Let's hold on. 57, you got anything else you want to add?
We'll never, ever root for the Baltimore Orioles. I hope they don't make it. I just want to put it out there, Mom Betty. I hope y'all don't make it.
Listen, when y'all say stuff like that, they always end up there.
Right.
I swear, they always end up there. So just don't even do it, because they always end up there. I'm telling you.
Do like I do, 57. tell her you rooting for them.
Yeah, just say you root for them. And that way it won't end up there.
Hey,
and then say,
I hate to, I dislike the Orioles so much that my heart won't even let me say that. And Jess, you know, I just don't like the Orioles.
Even when Cal Ripken was playing,
Even when Cal Ripken was playing. Especially when Cal Ripken was playing.
My Betty, you heard it from 57. Give a call later on. Y'all talk about get in his ear.
Okay.
All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. 57 just announced his hatred for the Baltimore Orioles. And I guess I'm the same way with their football team, though. We'll be right back. All right, latest NBA news. It is an inside feud with James Harden and the Philadelphia 76ers. Wow, we didn't know that. He only called the general manager a liar. Trey Murphy III's injury is the latest blow to an unlucky Pelicans team. Christian Wood officially signs his 2-year deal with the Lakers, Christian Wood. Do you see Christian Wood really being that great of a player with the Lakers? Do you guys really see that?
Yes.
I do.
They're getting that bench together, man. And that's because I don't know who's going to start between him and Hachimura. But it don't make a difference because they need some depth, and that's what put them out when they was playing against the Denver Nuggets, man, this year.
Yeah.
In the Western Conference Finals. They're getting that bench together, big bro. That's what they're doing.
That, you know what, Tank? That is a great point. That is a great point. I don't know why that eluded my mind, but I forgot how small – Los Angeles looked playing Denver. You know, it was like Big Brother out there beating up on little brother. Seriously, so I can see that. I can see him being a good signing. My thing is, I give an applause to these GMs, man, because these dudes are finding ways. I mean, we hear on one report that teams are running out of money and you know, things are looking dismal. And then, boom, you get a signing of a player, and it's for good money. It's not, a little joke signing. No, it's a good deal. So, you know, hats off to these GMs, man. They on their job. They are definitely on their job, you know. I give them
like Christian Wood. I want to know why Dallas gave him up. Like, what was going on in Dallas that they needed to give him up? They needed him in Dallas. But, okay, y'all, give him up and let him go to the Lakers. They tripping.
That's the same thing I say. I mean, because he did play defense and he did protect that rim. And I don't understand why Dallas got rid of him. Because I don't know who over there played defense now.
If y'all remember correctly, we said the same thing when Dallas gave Brunson away to New York. Why would you do that? Why?
Yeah.
You want Luka? and I'm really thinking this new Luka that we're seeing, dude that lost all the weight and sharing the ball and everything, I believe that was a condition. I think Mark Cuban and his affiliates got together and told Luka, this is what you need. We need you to do. This is what we need you to do. We need you to lose weight so that you can sustain during the whole season, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need you to start sharing the ball, bro. You got to share the ball. Your teammates are there on this team for a reason. Utilize them, you know? So, hey, I'm with you guys. Go ahead.
There's something about him because he's been to a lot of different teams. Like, he started out with the 76ers, then he played for the Charlotte Hornets, then he played with the Bucks for 1 year, then he was with the New Orleans Pelicans, then he was with the Pistons, and then he was with the Houston Rockets, and then he was with the Dallas Mavericks, now he's with the Lakers. So maybe he'll find a home here with the Lakers and he'll just stay. Because he can't afford to go to no more teams. He went through 10 teams already. It seems like.
I'm a partially account that to teams and their lack of patience. When you have a certain physical stature, they expect big things out of you. And when you're not giving what they're expecting, you end up on the trade block. You end up gone, you know. And it's like, long gone is the day of teams actually giving talent the opportunity to flourish. You know, you should be averaging at least 12 points, 11 rebounds, 2 blocks a game. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Well, sometimes it takes these guys time to really, you know, and let's be real, y'all. General managers are buddies. General managers are friends. So they have secret conversations with one another about their likes and their dislikes of a player. And then you have the general managers that are like, well, he'll fit my scheme, he'll fit my team better than he did yours. So everybody is willing to take a chance. And when they're not seeing what they want to see, they're quick to label the player as no good. And I think that's a shame. That's truly a shame. But at least the young man, with all the teams you name, and with every team you name, none of them have been G League teams. So he's at least been able to find a spot on pro level teams with each trip. So, you know,
and he was undrafted. So you're right. And he was undrafted. So you're right.
Mm-hmm.
He did a couple of G League, like he did the Delaware 86ers, 87ers. That's what they were called, the 87ers. And then he did the Wisconsin Herd. So he did a couple of them, but he's undrafted. You know what I mean? Like every year he plays 1 year at each place that I just named. So he's undrafted. So maybe the Lakers groom him and keep him. You know, and he'll fit in, find a home and fit in. Cause, I mean, you got to give it to him. He's undrafted and he's still in the league. So, I just take my hat off to him. He's still in the league. What can we say?
That says a lot. That says a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that says a whole lot. You know his heart and determination is there.
Yeah.
He just haven't put the skill set to work like they want to see. Come on, 57.
Exactly.
I heard you saying you wanted to say something.
You something you said earlier, to piggyback on something you said earlier, you get these young guys, they come in and they go to a team. First of all, if you get the number one pick, that means you had a bad season. So now you're looking for this guy who's only used to playing 30, 32 games a year, two games a week. Now you're asking him to give you 82 games, three or four a game every night or every other night. You know, he ain't even learned how to process his body. through that yet. But you want him to be your savior. And so a lot of teams, like Kale said, you don't have time to develop this guy because you need something right away. You know, so he keeps getting moved to another team that needs something right away. So like Sis said, maybe being with the Lakers, you ain't got to be the man. You can sit on and come off the bench. You can watch. You can watch one of the greatest players in the game play the game to see how it goes, how to treat yourself, you know, and maybe your longevity in the NBA will be better. I'm telling you what I'm disappointed in, and I'm gonna shut up. Cade Cunningham with Detroit. That boy is bad. I watched him for 2 years in college. I watched him in the bubble just totally destroy everybody. Went to Detroit, and Detroit needs him to be the man, and for the last two seasons, he's gotten hurt because they haven't done anything else to bring that team up. And that's where general managers fall short, and you end up a guy who ends up like Wood is, around like 16.
Right.
That's true.
The Clippers and the Knicks are the two teams that the 76ers have zeroed in for the trade with James Harden. Now, I don't know what these guys have to give up, but at this point, and this is just DMV Kale talking, at this point, I'm job done with this Harden experience. Seriously, I'm job done with it. It's like he goes to a team, he doesn't like it, then he shows up overweight, then he quits. He doesn't want to play anymore, and I'm just sick of it, bruh. You are in a very, very high sought position playing in the NBA. And it's really starting to seem to me as if Harden is taking it more for granted than appreciating the opportunity that he's being afforded. And who are they going to give to the 76ers for him? Who are the Knicks going to give for him? And let me tell you something about New York basketball. You can come up that zone playing around and him and their horn and joking if you want to. Them New York fans is something serious. New York fans is something serious to deal with. So being the sensitive nature athlete that Harden has shown us he is, bruh, I don't know if you want to go to the go and mess with them 70, them New York team. I don't really see that being a good stop for you, and that's just my opinion.
I just feel like everybody's trying to turn Harden into something he doesn't want to be. He keeps telling you he doesn't want to be that man. He wants to be part of a team where he's the facilitator, and everybody trying to turn him into something. They said today that he gets along with everybody on the team, his teammates, Herd, the coach. The only person he doesn't like is the GM. You know?
Yeah.
The GM got to hold some responsibility for this situation also. You know, it just can't be James Harden.
Didn't Harden come into the league in that situation when he was playing with Oklahoma? He was
a scorer.
Just a piece of the team.
But see, but everybody left him. Left him in Oklahoma, and he had to be the man, and he didn't want that no more.
Everybody left. Yeah, he didn't have the help that he needed. He had two wings, and you know he was right there in the middle. When everybody left, he didn't want to be the man. Like, he just wanted to play with a team that everybody can contribute and everybody give what they can give. He don't want to be the person that has to always make a play and, you know, do it now and we need a bucket. And he don't want that. That's not him.
James Harden wants to be a celebrity. Period. Point blank, period.
That's
wants to be a celebrity.
Say it again.
He wants to
be
a celebrity.
Hey,
he already was. He was going with what's the name Kardashian for a minute, so he ought to be should be cool.
Yeah, I'm sure he caught the attention of one or two. I'm sure he caught the attention of one or two TMZ cameras.
Say that again,
sis.
He did himself a favor by letting that go, honey, because he wouldn't even be playing no more right now if that was still the case. Because everybody they touch,
they come out
there. They crumble.
Mm.
They crumble.
They change their
like
sex, go crazy, go to drugs.
Stop, y'all.
Men
stop.
Don't make it in that family.
That's fact. That's
a fact, dog.
Over their face in the summertime.
Okay.
Oh, man. Shoot. You paid a perfectly good sane billionaire and turned him into a lunatic. Come on, bro.
Well, hold on. Kanye was jiving like a lunatic before all of this. He was just calm lunatic.
Yeah, I was about to say
he
was a calm lunatic,
hey.
And he was making sense.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
Now he's just, I don't know.
And Bruce Jenner, he used to be on the Wheaties box, bruh.
You know
he
what?
Wanted
we
to be Catalan.
Bring it on back. We ain't going in.
Oh,
Come on, bring it on back. Bring it on back to yesterday.
Bring it on back.
Nobody talking about the woman that he is.
I'm just speaking the truth. I have no problem speaking the facts. None at all.
No,
that's what happened to him.
No, you don't.
Yep.
Bruce got loose.
I ain't touching that with 10 foot pole.
Hey,
let's see.
Make
let's
you
see
you know that got to be something, Cap, and make you want to change your gender, dog. I don't want none of that.
As a kid, I wanted to be Bruce Jenner. I don't tell nobody I told y'all that. But as a kid, I wanted to be.
Now I'm gonna leave it alone. Now I'm leaving it alone, for real.
007.
007, I thought I'd never say this. Help us, 007. Bring us back, bro.
Okay.
What's going on?
Come on in, 007.
What's up, 007?
Hey, y'all teasing that Kanye West? That's my dog. That's my dog.
No, we talking about them Kardashians turning everybody crazy. Including him.
Don't post this poison. Hey, look, check this out. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday, bro.
Don't post poison.
Thank you. My bad.
007.
Too deep for us.
Too deep.
Too deep.
Yeah.
I ain't touching it.
Jay,
I'm
going to
keep on moving.
James Harden. I said Harden. Y'all messing me all up.
You was right, Dave Kardashian.
Okay.
I'm sorry, y'all. The Clippers and the Knicks are the two teams that the 76ers are zeroed in on trading James Harden to. The Clippers and the Knicks. That's where we are. All right. Yeah. Boy. We got her.
You say
boy,
that's a Kardashian
then.
Too?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, James Harden got away. He got away from it. I don't know. One of them maybe came in the room floating or something, and he like, where your feet at? I'm gone. I can't.
I ain't messing around.
Yeah.
I ain't not messing around with that.
They got that boom,
boom.
Thursday. Thursday.
Nope.
I ain't doing it with that.
With that being said, we ride or die today.
No. Pineapple. Hey, what that little baby say?
Yes.
That bull cookie.
Pineapple.
A bull cookie. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. Great, great basketball conversation. But y'all know what time it is when we come back. Yeah, we ain't gonna put it up there with our best, but it was pretty good. We'll be right back, y'all. We'll be right back. Listen, we said at the beginning of the show, I want to reiterate, it's $5 to play. $5 to play Lady T's picks. We're going to get into it early so we can crack our jokes and have something else to add to the discussion at will. So with that being said, 007, you in this week?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right. Let me see. Bug, you in this week, Bug?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Cap, you in with it?
Yes, sir. Can you give it to her tonight and I give it to you in the morning?
Okay. Okay. Thanks. 57, you in?
Right,
yes,
you
I'm
low.
In. Huh?
All right.
There you go.
I'm low.
No, go ahead. I can hear you now. You good.
All right. Tang.
All in.
Reese Cup. You in, Reese?
Oh, Reese back? Good trip.
Yeah. Reese Cup. I don't know what Reese's doing, but she's going to come in. And
we'll
say,
get
I'm
later.
Here. Yeah, we'll get her.
Oh, there you go.
And me. I hear you now, Reese.
There you go. Okay.
And so I'll get Mima. I know Mima's in. I'll get Mima's later. All right? So we got myself, Tree,
hey,
Reese, Tank. Go ahead.
Do I need to cash out
what
I want to pay?
Yeah, Trish is going to give her cash app out before we do the pick.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So we got myself, Trish, Reese, Tang, 57, Cap, Mima, Cuzzo Bug, and 007. You got that, Trish?
Yeah.
All right,
don't
let's get it on.
My
bad.
Don't forget my baddie.
Is G playing?
He's not here right now. But he probably is
okay.
Playing. He'll probably post his.
Okay. All right.
If Debo and Marcus listen, they better get in here, man. It's football season. I ain't heard their voices yet.
No, Marcus.
Oh, yeah, Marcus.
Yeah, he called me earlier. He had the class tonight, so he came to be there. Not the class. And
is he going? So he not playing?
No, he's not playing.
Okay.
Reese, is that your back? Is that your background noise, Reese? It must have been because I don't hear it. Come on, Lady T.
Let's,
come on, Lady T.
Let it roll. All right, guys. $MAMABOSS. The number 5 is the Cash App, you guys. That is the Cash App. I will give it out again when we finish the Lady T's picks. I will give it out again when we finish Lady T's picks. Okay. So tonight's game, get it started and kicking it off. Lions versus the Chiefs. Lions versus the Chiefs, you guys. Lions and Chiefs. Come on, Tank, start us off.
Going with them Detroit Lions, baby.
All right. Okay. Okay. Mom Betty says Lions as well. Come on, Reese. What say you?
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Oh. Hey, y'all. G is here, and he is going with the Chiefs. And come on, Bud. What say you?
I'm going to take Detroit for the upset.
Okay. Come on, 007.
Well, I'm going with the Chiefs.
Come on, Cap.
I'm going with the Lions.
57.
Go with the Chiefs.
Is Mima giving her score now, or are we going to wait?
We're going to wait. We're going to wait so I can go. I'm going to go to the
store. Oh, she's here. Mima, what say you, Mima? Put your score up there. She online. Put it up there,
oh,
Mima.
Okay.
What say you, Mima? We going Lions Chiefs. Waiting on you. Kale, what say you?
I'm going to go Detroit, man.
I'm going Lions. Mima hasn't said anything yet, so we're going to keep moving until she does. If she does respond, I will let you guys know what she said, what she says. Okay. Sunday night games. These are all Sunday night games all the way until we get to the last game of the evening, you guys. Bengals versus the Browns. Bengals versus the Browns, you guys. And this is a division game. This is a division game early, okay? Oh. Oh, Mima says Chiefs. Okay. G says Browns. We're going Bengals and Browns. G says Browns. Come on, Reese. Reese, my Betty says Bengals. Tang, what say you?
The Browns.
Mima says Browns. Bud, what say you?
The Bengals.
Cat.
The Bengals.
57.
Bengals.
007.
I'm going to go Bengals. Yeah.
You watch First Take today?
I'm going Browns. I'm going Browns. Kale, what say you?
Bengals.
Reese, what say you? All right, we come back. Texans versus the Ravens. Texans versus the Ravens. My Betty gonna start us out. Y'all already know she already wrote Ravens, baby. Come on, bud.
The Ravens.
G says the Ravens. 007.
Ravens.
Cat.
Baltimore Ravens.
Oh yeah, I don't even know why 57.
Texans.
Meemaw said, oh, Meemaw hasn't said anything yet. Come on, Tang.
Ravens.
I'm going Ravens. Kale?
Ravens.
Is that everybody? Everybody went Ravens except 57. We almost had a sweep. All right, guys. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. We have the Bucks and the Vikings. Bucks and the Vikings, you guys. Come on, Kale, start us off.
Vikings.
And for the record, Mima says Ravens. My Betty says Vikings. G says Vikings. Come on, 007.
I'm going to take Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers.
Okay.
Mima
says Vikings. Come on, bud.
Vikings.
Cat. I'm
going to Vikings.
57.
I'm not. Who played again?
Bucks and the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm going to Vikings. I'm going to Vikings. My bad.
Come on, Tang.
Vikings.
I'm going Vikings. All right, guys. We got to keep it moving. Panthers versus the Falcons. Panthers and the Falcons, you guys. Is that a division game? Yes, division game. This is a division game, guys, so you know all the division games mean something. It means a lot. Gerald says Panthers. My Betty says Panthers. What is it, Panthers and Falcons? I am going Panthers as well. Tang.
Panthers.
Kale.
Panthers.
Come on, bud.
Falcons.
Double up seven.
Falcons.
Falcons.
Somebody got this. Who's TV?
Panthers. 57.
Panthers.
If y'all not talking, can y'all mute y'all phone so we can make sure we get all the plays right? I appreciate it. Thank you so very much. All right, guys. Next game, Cardinals versus those Commanders. Cardinals versus the Commanders, you guys. Come on, 57.
Cardinals.
Yes.
Come on, Cap. Cap.
Commanders.
G says Commanders. I'm sorry. What'd you
Commanders.
Say?
Commanders.
I got you. Mima says Commanders. Come on, bud.
Commanders.
My Betty says Commanders as well. Come on, 007. Commanders.
Yep.
I got
Those
you.
Those Commanders.
I got you. Come on, Tang.
Commanders.
I'm going Commanders. And Kale is going Commanders. I'm not even asking. I'm putting it down.
You know it.
All right.
Fifty-seven ain't trying to win.
This next game is a division game. The next game is another division game, and we have the Jaguars versus the Colts. The Jaguars versus the Colts. Come on, Cat.
Jaguars.
Come on, bud.
Jaguars.
Mima says Jags. 007.
Anthony Richardson, them Colts.
Okay. With the name called out. Come on, 57.
The Colts.
Come on, Payne.
Donate.
Jags.
Come on, Betty says Jags. Payne says Jags. Gerald,
just make sure your $5 get in there, Cap.
Gerald says Coach.
Kel got me. Come on, I got it.
Yeah.
I am going with the Jaguars. Kel, what say you?
I'm going with the Jags.
Okay. So did I get everybody? Yes. Okay. The next game. Come on, 57, what you talking about? 49ers versus them. I almost said some other words. I'm going to call them the black and yellow, them people, the bumblebees. That's how I call them.
Hey,
the bumblebees.
We're going to take it. We're going to get that win. We're going to get that win, and we're going to take your name, your theme song.
Oh, man. Okay. Come on, Cat. Ain't nobody worried about him. Come on, Cat.
What you going to do? I'm going with them Niners. Boy, they're going to do something to
them. I know. Come on,
yeah,
Cat.
Yeah, donate.
Talk that talk, Cat. Come on,
donate. You got to worry about your team.
Come on, 007.
It's on Steelers.
Oh, you got Oh, man. Mom, they said 49ers. G says Steelers. Come on, bud.
Kenny Pickett and my Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about, bud.
Yeah, I forgot that was his team.
I forgot. Yeah. Me too.
Oh,
so,
no.
So, of course, y'all already know I'm going 49ers. Y'all already know that. Come on, Tane, what say you?
You don't want to win this week either.
49. Donate that money.
We're going to knock that red off that jersey she got on.
Oh, that's right. You are with me. Tane, what say you? I'm sorry.
49.
Okay.
He had to say that.
Y'all heard him. Come on, Kim.
Yeah.
Man, I really hate this one.
Kale.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, y'all know y'all gonna lose. Kale picked y'all.
Oh,
dang, sis, why did you remind me? Dang.
Hey,
I'm
a fan.
It's
a new season.
Steelers with the chocolate.
Oh, no. Okay.
Bad luck,
yes.
Slap
Rock. Thank you, Kim. I appreciate that. So listen.
Wow, gee, woo.
Mima said 49er. Now, 57, what you got to say about that? We'll talk later. Titans, Saints, you guys. Titans, Saints. Okay? That is a new pick, Titans Saints. Come on, 007.
I'm going to say Saints.
Saints?
Yeah, I'm going Saints.
Come on, Cap. Who's your bank, Brian?
I'm going to say I'm going with the Saints.
Hey, whoever working on their house, please use your phone. Whoever working on their house.
I'm serious.
Thank you.
Somebody live in the house.
My Betty says Saints. G says Titans. And Mima is going with the Titans as well. Come on, baby.
I'm going to take the Saints.
007, oh, say Saints. Okay, 57. What say you, babe?
Tennessee.
Titans. Okay. Okay. Come on, Tang.
Titans.
I'm going Saints.
Who they quarterback?
Come on, Cam.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going Titans. I'm going Titans.
Danny Hill.
Yeah, that's him. I was over here racking my brain. Thank you so much, Cap. All right, y'all.
Danny Hill is a quarterback.
Raiders is a division game.
Quarterback.
Wait a minute, y'all. We don't talk about it. Y'all, make sure y'all make a mental note of
okay.
Make a mental note of which one y'all talking about. Because we got to get through it real quick. All right. This is division game. 007, I know that's you with the dog. I know that's you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mute your phone real quick for me.
Grabby.
It's all good, but just mute yourself real quick. Raiders versus the Broncos. Division game, guys. Raiders. At the Broncos. Raiders at the Broncos. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to go Broncos. Because they got to win this game, this first one. They got to show what they got. They got to show what they got. They got to show some stuff. Come on, 57.
Don't
need
I'm
you.
On the limb, too.
I know.
I'm going with the Raiders.
I know that's right. My Betty says Broncos. Girl says Broncos. Come on, Cap.
What y'all in the club?
Go with Broncos. Orange Crush.
He must be in it with us. And Mima says Broncos. Come on, bud.
Raider
Nation. 007.
I'm going with the Broncos.
Come on, Tang.
Broncos.
Kim.
Raiders.
Raiders it is. All right, guys. And the next game, we are moving and grooving, y'all. We are moving and grooving. Let's keep it going. Eagles at the Patriots. Eagles at New England Patriots, you guys. Come on, Tank. What you got?
Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles it is. Gerald says Eagles. What say you, 007?
I'm going with the Patriots.
Ooh.
How did I know that?
My Betty says Eagles. Mima says Eagles. Bud, what say you?
Eagles.
Come on, Cap.
Ugly game, but the Eagles will pull it out.
Come on, 57.
I thought I was the only one who was going to sound crazy. Patriots.
Okay. I'm going Eagles. Kale.
Eagles.
All right, we got everybody. We got everybody. We got everybody. Let's go. Another division game, y'all. Another division game. We got those Rams at the Seahawks. Rams are at the Seahawks. They're going to Seattle for this game, y'all. I don't care which one these teams win. I don't care.
Of course not.
Oh, the passion in that team.
I know, right?
Go
no,
ahead. We know how she feels about this game.
I call myself. Me, Ma says Seahawks. Girl says Seahawks.
Shut the front
my
door.
My baby says Seahawks. Y'all stop teasing me. I caught myself.
You can't help it.
Come on, double up, Sally.
I'm going with the Rams.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, bud.
The Seattle.
Didn't you hear what the lady just said?
Come on, child. I ain't messing with 57.
Seattle.
Come on, 57.
Ain't no way in them with you.
So you going to see her?
Yes, ma'am.
I ain't messing with you. Come on, child. Ah. Kang.
Seahawks. My bad. Guess I'm in the island of gnome.
Come on, Kale.
Seahawks.
Yep.
Yeah, Gilligan Island.
Everybody, we ain't got no, we don't have a, everybody wants Seahawks itself with 007, so we don't have nothing unanimous as of yet. We got the Dolphins, guys. We got the Dolphins and the Chargers. The Dolphins at the Chargers' house, you guys. Come on, 57.
Dolphins.
Come on, Cap.
We'll go with the dog.
Double 07.
Chargers.
So, Jura says Chargers. My Betty says Dolphins. Mima says Chargers. Come on, bud.
Dolphin.
Come on, Kang.
Chargers.
Gail.
Chargers.
And I am going Chargers. All right. Did I get everybody? Yes, I did. Okay. Let's keep it pushing, guys. Packers versus the Bears, another division game. Packers, Bears, division game. I think all the rest of them are division games. Yep, all the rest of them are division games, guys. So we got a lot of division games going on. So let's keep it moving. Packers, Bears. Come on, Cap.
The Bears.
Okay. 007.
Bears. Oh, my bad. The Bears.
Gerald says Bears. Mima says Green Bay. My Betty says Bears.
Tell me, Mom, Aaron Rodgers left.
Come on, bud.
That's a good Bear. One.
Bear. Yeah. Come on, 57.
The Bears.
Gail.
The Bears.
Tang.
Bears.
I'm going Bears.
You had to be different.
Mima went Green Bay. Mima was the only one with Green Bay. All right. Another division game, guys. We only got two left, and then we can discuss some of these games. Cowboys and Giants, guys. Cowboys and the Giants. I am going to go out and put down for Gerald. I am going to put the Giants. For Tang, I'm going to go ahead and put these Cowboys.
You know it.
Hill, what say you?
I got
you
a
know
new
what to
section.
Put down.
I'm going to tie. They going to tie.
You want me to put tie?
Yes, tie. Kill, tie. Yeah.
We're not the commanders, man.
All right.
I know.
Oh,
y'all,
did it.
Y'all will win.
Giants over them bums.
Oh, my God. That's
Giants
a good one.
Over them bums. My Betty said.
Tell G that they haven't beat us. Since Dak been there since 2019, we're on a 10-game winning streak. When is he going to give up?
I'm going Cowboys. I think he heard them because he over in smiley faces. Cat. What's that, you Cat?
I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
We got some fake Cowboy fans in the house. I'm going with the Giants. Giants.
I go by who I pick on win, sir.
Oh, that arrow wasn't meant for you,
Hold on. Let me get through. We only got one more left. Well, we only got one more left. Captain. And then we y'all can go okay. at it. Come on, 007.
I'm going with the Cowboys.
Just say it, 007. Come on, man.
Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna go with Big Blue. Play the
Giants. Both of them blue. Both of them blue, bro.
Huh? I know, Big Blue.
Both of them blue.
The Giants.
That's the Giants.
Oh, Giants.
That's the Giants.
Cowboys.
Okay. Giants, Big Big Blue.
All right. So listen, guys. Reese put all her picks up on the thing. So I'm just going to read them up real quick so y'all can know what she's picking. She picked the Chiefs, the Bengals, the Jags, the Vikings, the Panthers, the Baltimore, 49ers, Titans, Washington, the Raiders, the Eagles, the Dolphins, Green Bay, Seattle, Giants, Jets. Her score is going to be Bills 24, Jets 30. That is all Reese. So listen, guys, this is the last game. This is a Monday night game. It is a division game. I need a score, okay? Who's going to win?
Hold on, Tree. Sorry. But it's for twisted. The Cowboys and it's Giants, twisted. For me, Ma, and Ma Betty?
Giants.
I don't have for both
Giants,
of them?
I'm telling you. Yes.
For both of them. Okay.
So, all right. Bills versus the Jets. Monday night football, y'all. It's the only game that's going to be on. Division game, okay? Division game. All right. Come on, Cap. I need a score with this one.
All right, I'm going 27-21, Jets.
You said 27-21. I got you.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, 007.
I'm going with the Jets. 35-7.
Hey. So Mima is going Bills. And the score is 27-22. Gerald is going Bills, and his score is 21-14. Come on, bud.
I'm going to go Jet
27-24. Okay, you got that. Come on, 57.
Bills 21-17.
21, okay. Hold on. Yeah, 21-17. Okay. My baby says Jets 31-28. Come on, Tang.
Going with the Jets. 24-17.
Hold on. Okay, 24-17. Nope, 24-17.
Okay.
You got it. Come on,
Kale. I'm going with the Bills, 24-13.
And now y'all already heard me say Reese is going Bills. I mean, I'm sorry, her Jets, 30, Bills, 24. And I am taking the Jets, and I am going to go 21-20. Yes, 21-20. And that, my friends, is Lady T's picks. And if anybody needs the Cash App one more again, let me say it like that. It's $MAMABOSS, the number 5. And you guys, look, it's going to be $5. That's it. $5 for the week. $5 for the week.
And
that is
what
it's going to be.
I was going to take a break, but let's just go right into it.
Yeah, let's keep going,
discuss these games here. Any game stick out to anybody in particular?
You really want to know?
Yeah, that Monday night game.
Exactly.
That Monday night game.
Huh.
Obvious. Yeah. That, I think it's the Steelers and the 49ers.
That's the game.
We gonna beat them up.
That game's gonna show a lot for. I don't really think so, sis. I think that game is gonna show a lot for both teams. And I think y'all gonna come out on the losing end. And I ain't just saying it bragging right now. I'm being factual. Y'all got some holes on your team that really haven't been filled. Purdy's still coming back from an injury where he had surgery. You know, your defense is not locking people down like they've been before. And I think we're going to expose y'all on offense. I think our defense is going to shut y'all down, and y'all going to be surprised.
Well, let me say this. Nick Bosa has signed. He is back. So if any of those comments are because of Nick Bosa and his contract, he signed and he's the top paid defensive player at $175 million. So
They added Hargrave from Phillips. They added the ball Hargrave.
And they added Hargrave.
The
panty liners is going to lose. The panty liners is going to lose. I agree with you. The panty liners.
That's Marcus.
You know that's Marcus.
Marcus.
Oh, man.
We're gonna crush them. You know we're gonna crush them.
I don't know.
We got them.
The Cardinals
I don't
is
know
the
that,
only
bro.
Team. The Cardinals is the only team in the NFL playing to lose. The Cardinals is the only team playing to lose.
And you know what, though? They shouldn't play to lose because that boy Caleb Williams' father already said that if it looked like the Cardinals going to be the number one pick, his son ain't coming out this year. He already said
thank
that.
You.
So the Cardinals better go ahead and play football and stop trying to tank because he don't want
to
go nowhere.
They still going to
lose. Hey, look, can I say this?
Marcus, you know you can,
they
put,
say
your,
that this
you can
boy,
put your people in if you want to play. You can post them right on Kale's Facebook.
On the page?
And I'll write them
the
down
page?
Right
okay.
in here for you.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
They say Caleb Williams is making so much money. And not let me finish, man. Caleb Williams is making so much money and hasn't even signed. Just being, you know, how they can make that money now. They say so money is not an issue for him. He could stay out of school. He could stay in school another year and say, if you don't put me where I want to go, I'm not coming out, and it won't matter.
Right.
But to stay
that's
another
true.
Year, he's risking a serious injury. Because if he goes back to college football, he's going back with a target on his back. For all the players. Seriously. For all the players.
Well, he got that target on him there.
Who want that opportunity that they're going to feel he's squandering, those players are going to have, man, they're going to have a chip on their shoulder when they play that.
They better get that chip on order.
Kenny Pickett did it work out for him.
We don't know
that's
yet.
True.
We don't know yet.
Hey, guys, I know. Just take it from a Steeler fan. I know.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett needed to stay. Kenny Pickett needed to stay in college another year. He wasn't ready for the pros yet. I mean, I don't feel.
Yeah. He's still not.
This boy, Caleb Williams. This is Caleb Williams. Well, that's not true because he won 8 games last year. This boy, Caleb Williams, is ready for the pros right now. Right now, he's ready for the pros. He looks like a little Mahomes out there playing. He's ready for the pros. Hey, that's not my comment, sis. That's what they call it.
I got one question. For Bug, 007, and Cap, what have y'all seen from these Falcons that y'all think they gonna beat the Panthers? Or is it more? You haven't seen anything from the Panthers?
The Panthers' offensive line is porous, right? The quarterback is a rookie, and the Falcons have Pitts, London. The new boy, Bijan Robinson, and Algier. So they got some weapons over there.
I don't know.
And they more of a veteran than the Carolina Panthers. You know, this is a rookie. I don't know them like that. I don't know.
Well, everybody that capped his name for the Falcons is a rookie.
Bijan.
Even the coach.
Bijan is a rookie.
Okay.
A straight rookie.
Running back, right?
Yes, sir.
Is he a running back?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a beast. He's an animal, bro. He arguably the best running back that got drafted.
Okay. I mean,
I just think the Falcons will stink a bit.
For me, Atlanta usually be in football games. They give the game away. I still think Carolina got a lot of building to do, and that offensive line really going. That boy gonna get tested. That's what I'm gonna say. When they when he playing a good defense, he gonna find out he in the NFL. So I just think Atlanta a little bit more reason and they pull it out.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? I do.
Find out
you in
NFL, huh?
Oh yeah. It's hard when you don't got nobody to protect you. You find out real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick.
Oh, yeah.
But do you guys believe in the Falcons front defensive line, their front four?
Against the Carolina Panthers O-line?
Yeah.
I believe in
it. I think they're going to get 5 sacks in that game.
They might win 3 games this year if they're lucky.
Whoa.
The Falcons or the Panthers?
Whoa.
Panthers,
Carolina.
I'm gonna write that down, Cap. I'm gonna write that down.
I'm
gonna write that.
The
yeah.
3 games, don't be.
Oh,
no,
man.
If y'all can catch a little bit of Coco Golf tonight. Before we go, catch a little bit of Coco Golf tonight.
Man, that's ingredients for disaster, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you.
He's too small.
Mm.
No, him or okay, 3 games.
I just can't put faith in the Falcons, man. It just that Falcons team, like Bug said, they give more games away than they win. You know, it's like, come on, all y'all got to do is just ever since that. Oh, dang, I'm having a mind fart, y'all. But I forgot who they were playing. But in the first quarter, Falcons came out on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the third quarter, it was like, who is that man's team? You know what I'm saying? These dudes just giving it up like that? All right, hey, y'all, real quick, we're going to squeeze another call in here. Is this Nas or Red? Oh, it's Red.
What you mean is this Nas, man? It's the Jehovah Witnesses. And listen here, we come knock on your doors on any days now. We up in the game. We don't do Saturday mornings no more. No more. You know what? For real, I know y'all on town, but I miss. Hold on, man. I miss living out in the hood because you know the Jehovah Witnesses usually come knock on your door on Saturday. You know what I'm talking about? But they don't even come knock on my door out here, man. And I'm really, you know, upset behind that. You know, but anyway, though, I'm gonna give y'all this. I'm gonna give you a score for tonight, real quick, right? I'm listening here. I'm gonna say the Lions, they gonna upset the Chiefs. I'm done. That's it. 24-20. They gonna beat them. I said it. Charge it to the game. Believe.
Why?
Because God is good and God is great, and the Lions going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs and take all y'all Bammers to the gate with them bets. That's facts.
Stop playing.
And on that note, you guys, we are so backed up against the wall. Come on, Cap, with the last word.
Oh, man, last word.
That's facts.
Once again.
That's facts.
Once again, entertaining 2 hours. I love the new format with only a few topics so we can dive deep into each topic without being rushed. Some interesting picks out there. Football season is upon us. Everybody enjoy. Love your families. And keep praying.
Good job. And on that note, you guys, keep everybody that we talked about earlier, Eric Jessup and his dad, Lisa and her family, my family, keep everybody prayed up, you guys. Keep everybody, because y'all know we powerful on this corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Everybody, y'all, thank y'all so very much for supporting us for 4 hours a week. DMV Kale and Lady T, we would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to love on you so much more, I promise. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, football is here. Let's get ready for some football. Kale, what you got? Peace, love, and soul, y'all. Peace, love, and soul. Come on, Kale.
Peace, love, and soul. And if you love them, they should already know. They should already know. And if they don't, or they're a little unsure, grab them, squeeze them to all that love. Ooze up out of them, all right? Now, hey, football weekend, y'all. We didn't really get into college football today. But, hey, college football Saturday, Colorado, let's see if Deion Sanders can keep them young men humming like he had them last week. Listen,
yeah.
Be safe, y'all. Be safe. Remember that Kale's Corner service announcement. Get off them phones while you're driving. Get off them phones.
Yes.
Put them down. No conversation is more important than your life. Just remember that. Just remember that. And with that, we say good night to everyone. Thank you guys for being here. And we'll see you, Lord willing, Tuesday, 5 p.m. And real quick, I'm going to win Ladies' Teeth Picks, Bammers.
You got the chill. Your mind, let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of your PMD. Or you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. Or stay awake and watch the show I take. Because right now, I'm about to shake and bake. The E-I-C-K is my name, I spell. Things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Stay check, 1, 2, I run down the line. To the average MC. I'm known as the Terminator, the funky beat maker, new Jack Terminator, destroying a ploy, when you're rhyming I void, never sweating your girl, YP, but she's a C-Zoid, when I'm on the scene I always rock the spot, I grab the steel with the crown on top, in the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12 I press cruise control, sit back and relax. Let my rhymes tax, maintain them C's while the doubly max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got some chill. The computer information on rap, like the BRZ, my kisses up, make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss, don't worry about the thing, cause we can do this. I can turn the party out just by standing still, make a lady scream and shout while the brothers I kill. Take total control of your body and soul, pack a 9 in my pants when it's time to roll. I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E, and one thing I hate is the biting and see. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line, then they ease their way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, dish many faces, and deal with new jacks on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic it becomes contagious. But never the least, they all R.I.P. All is underwear, it means rest in peace, cause MD stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E's, no doubt the G-Rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got to share. Catch every word I'm saying, no, there's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd, I'm not playing. Seeing is believing, you catch my drift. I'm trying to enter that because I'm just too swift. How swift? I'm so swift and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm all E in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword. Intimidating seas with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm dishing on the microphone, cause I'm the funky rhyme maker. MC on the taker, the one who likes to max and relax. And when it's time, it should dig 'em smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping from tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrol is packing. The fear be the mice, my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.